Are you finding it hard to get back into the swing of things post-holiday season? We're finding ourselves in the new year and everybody is gung-ho for routines and goals. And if you're finding it a bit of a struggle fest right now, you're not alone. Join me today on this episode of the Get Shit Done podcast, where I'm giving you some tips and strategies to get back in the swing of things post-holiday season.
I'm Brianne McKenzie. I'm a mom of four little kids, teacher of students with special needs, and a health and productivity buff. And this is the Get Shit Done podcast, where I help busy moms learn to get shit done in their lives through everyday, tangible productivity tips and tricks that'll be sure to help you get shit done. Whether you're a busy working mom inside or outside the home, I'll share my how-tos and my step-by-step strategies you need to prioritize what's important in your life and create the energy you need to follow through. Now, grab your earbuds and join me for a mom chat while you're doing the dishes, folding the laundry, or exercising with your kids. And let's get shit done together.
Well, welcome to another episode of the Get Shit Done podcast. We're here in 2024. And I don't know about you, but I'm like, I do not have that that drive that I typically have when it comes to different areas of my life. And sometimes, you know, the new year will bring that for you. This year, not for me so much. I don't know if it's the darkness or the cold or the fact that we went back to work literally the day after New Year's. Like, I can't even, like, we went back on the 2nd. So that just like, it really just put a damper on my New Year's. I felt like I had to be ready and back in the swing of things super quickly. So I don't know if I just didn't feel ready or what, but I am really struggling this year to fall back into those healthy habits that I know really help me to feel good. So I talked a lot on last week's episode about how I'm not really doing goals the same way as others maybe do it. I do it more of like a mom on the go goals. You know, planning session. I did that last week, but I also did one in the club with the members so we could kind of like walk through it together. So I am not, you know, a vision board, write them down, post them on your mirror, track back every quarter type of person. I'm more of a what feels important and how am I going to make that happen during my busy life, but in a realistic way. So that's where I'm at. But one thing I knew that is really important are some of those healthy habits that I really had felt like I was doing really well with before Christmas. I literally only took 1 week off, but that week was more of a week off than normal because it was sleeping in, it was getting up late, it was eating whatever leftovers in the fridge and holiday parties and all the things. So that really felt more of like a setback than a typical week. And so I really knew that I was going to need the extra support to get back in the swing of things. And that's why I really wanted to focus in the club this month on healthy habits and having a blueprint to do that. So side note, that's what we're talking about in the club this month is getting, I'm doing a training on healthy habits and a blueprint that will help to get us back into the swing of things and those healthy habits. But I wanted to give a few tips this week on what has helped me to get kind of back in that mindset and back in the saddle when it comes to some of those habits we know help us to feel good. And I think that's the key. Like we all actually know what we need to do. That is what I find I hear a lot from most moms. Like, I know what I need to do. I just can't do it. And we all get there. It's like we're stuck in our head. We're stuck in that rut. And the difference between how I used to feel and how I am now is that I used to stay stuck in that rut for a very long time. Now I know I have these steps and these step-by-steps to be able to move forward quicker rather than stay stuck for long. Okay, you know, I always say this too when I'm doing these types of podcasts, that these come up from being in conversation with moms in my DMs, in person, just on Instagram in general, wherever we hang out, I am having these conversations with moms and you guys are feeling the same way I am. And that's why I actually feel like I want to do these kinds of episodes because I feel like if I'm struggling with it, I know you are probably too. And so I hope some of these tips can be helpful for you as well. And again, I do these for myself so I can go back and listen to them and be like, I know what I need to do. I've done it before. I have it here. So I share with you because I need to do this for myself. Okay, tip or strategy number one that you're going to do to help get yourself back in the swing of things, get that mindset back into the new year, is to sit down for 5 minutes by yourself with nobody interrupting you. And it might not be that you're home alone, because I was home today because I wasn't feeling well. And I was home by myself and I realized, oh my gosh, this is the first time I've been alone by myself in I don't even know how many weeks. And then I got a phone call from the school. In true typical mom life fashion, to go pick up a sick kid. So I was home for exactly 2 hours by myself. And in that 2 hours, I actually didn't even know what to do with myself. But anyway, so find yourself a few minutes, whether you're sitting in the closet, you're in your car or whatever, throw in like some earbuds or some earplugs, something like that, just to give yourself that few minutes to just have a rest. And I want you to really think about what's important. So have that little time to reflect and be like, what helps me to feel in alignment when I am feeling good? And so for me, I'll take you through how it feels for me. So I look back and I'm like, okay, I feel like I have my nutrition on point. I'm really working hard to like eliminate those intolerances that don't work well with me. And in conjunction with that, I'm moving my body in the mornings because I've found that to be the most consistent and most helpful for my day. I am getting my priorities that are very important to me out of the way first, which means my business work I do first thing in the morning. And we have systems and routines that in place that we're going through daily that really do help to keep us moving forward, even if it's like a little inch by inch each day. So I write those down. Like I just think about what is it that helps me to feel in alignment? That's the question I ask myself when I'm sitting there for the 5 minutes. And I can guarantee you it's going to come to your mind really quick. You're going to say, oh, when I have energy, or when I move my body, or when I went to this class, I felt really good. Or when I got together with this friend, I really helped myself to feel good. And you can really look back at those and see some healthy habits related to it. So maybe that means it's self-care time. Maybe it means you're taking time to plan meals. Maybe it means that you're having conversation with those who live in the same house as you about how we can make some new routines and systems in place. So you're going to take 5 minutes. You're going to ask yourself that question. When I feel the most in alignment, what things am I doing, or what helps me to feel the most in alignment? And then you're going to think about those. They're going to lead back to some healthy habits, I promise you. So that's kind of where I start. And again, I think we all know the answer to that question, because I feel like it's one that we actually know what we need to do. It's just about how we do it. So that would be step number one. Step number two is you're going to write it down and say it. Like, these are the things that help me to feel in alignment. So I would write down nutrition. I would like nutrition on point, intolerances. I would write down morning movement. I would write down business work out of the way first. And I would write down, you know, morning and evening routine with the kids are solid. Those are the things that I'm going to write down. And the reason why I say write it and speak it out loud, even just in your head, whatever, like say it out loud to yourself, is because something about doing that really just solidifies it for ourselves. And it kind of just makes it a little more real. What I tend to do is I write it out in my mom's Get Shit Done Club. We have this thing called the weekly accountability circle. And if you've been around here for a while, you know, we do the top three each day, but this is really the top three that we're going to focus on for ourselves for the week, because we can focus on everybody else. We can get a top three that's like cleaning our house, but it's like, what do we want to focus on for the week for ourselves? And so that's where that comes from. And that's where I would write this. I would just write it out so I could feel like I was prioritizing these things for myself. So in that step, you're just going to want to write it out and say it so that it kind of just like throws it out there in the universe for yourself. This isn't like goals, like I can do whatever for in this amount of time and measurable and whatever. I'm not going about all that. I know that lots of people want to do it. You can look around and find so many people going through those right now. But I am a busy mom and I'm a realistic mom. And I realize that that's just not helpful for me in this season of life, because it just quickly helps me to feel more like a failure if I'm like doing that. But there is a time and a place for those sorts of things. And I'm sure that will come around again for me at some point. But right now, that's not where I'm at in this season of life. So I'm not putting that out there. Just because other people are doing it doesn't mean I have to. So I'm writing it, I'm saying it. That's just my little prayer out to the universe of this is what I need to do for myself. And then the third thing that their third tip or strategy we can do to help us to get back in the swing of things this new year is to prioritize those things that you wrote down. And someone told me that one time, if you prioritize what you value, you're going to feel so much better. And you need to be intentional about that. So that's how I kind of came up with the top three. I was making sure that I like prioritized and made those things that I found to be valuable happen as quick as I could or happen in my day. And as long as I knew that those things got done, then I was feeling good. So when I say prioritize, I understand that we don't have time for all the things. But when we set aside some time to be intentional about what we value, it really does help us to follow through and get that done. Now, in saying that, I understand we're busy. We don't have a lot of time. So we may value something and it may not get done. There may not be time for it. So that's where the start slow and realistic. That's step four. Start slow and be realistic with what you can actually do. And only you know what that is for yourself. And I actually would say that if you're choosing like, you know, okay, I'm going to use the easy example because this is what everyone's using these days. Like I'm going to work out 7 days a week for an hour every day. That helps me to feel in alignment. Okay. So I would ask you to think, is that realistic for your season of life? You may be able to do it for a couple of weeks, but what happens when you have a sick kid? What happens when you start getting sick? What happens when life gets thrown your way? So what would be a more realistic kind of expectation for yourself, but still help you to feel in alignment? So maybe you're like, I'm going to do, you know, 4 to 5 times a week, and you have the time of like doing it for whatever day you want. And maybe it's not an hour, maybe it's a half an hour. And then anything above and beyond that is bonus. So I really feel like become realistic, but then take it back even further to being even more realistic, because we need to be able to reach that bar very easily to be able to stay consistent. And we call that being flexibly consistent and being able to understand that mom life is going to actually throw a curveball. And so let's plan for that ahead of time so that we can still be on track with what helps us to feel good, even when we know mom life is coming our way. Okay, this last tip I have for you is one that you probably have heard a lot, but I'm only saying from experience because this is literally the thing that has helped me to like show up: accountability. So I also think this is one of those things that you know what works best for you. Maybe you're an in-person kind of person, or maybe you're a phone call kind of person, or maybe you're a person who just needs this idea that there's someone to check in with if you need it. But whatever it is, we all have to have those people that are in our corner, our village. And if you don't have that, you got to find it, because that we can't do this in a silo. If COVID has taught us anything, we know that being isolated is so extremely hard, and it's hard on not only our mental health, our physical health, and our well-being and everything. So let's take some, you know, let's learn from that and not put ourselves in that position. We can't go it alone. We are meant to be doing this with other moms. So my form of accountability is my, like I mentioned before, my accountability circle in the Moms Get Shit Done Club. We check in weekly for this kind of thing. We do twice a week. We check in what we're going to be intentional with, and then how we're going to, how we did at the end of the week. And then bi-weekly, we have a little chit-chat call just to get our shit together, but together, and we just talk it over. But it's more about like, when we're on the struggle bus, we have someone to reach out to, and we can have this like perspective of what is actually realistic for me, because sometimes we can't even think through that when you're in the weeds, right? So whatever accountability looks like for you, maybe it's a group, maybe it's a friend, maybe it's a text, and you're just texting your best friend and being like, ah, I need to get up today. I need to do this thing. Check in with me later and, you know, help me. Whatever that is, you got to find it. If you need help, you're always welcome to join us. I'm always willing and hopeful that I can have some moms join us to really support each other. We have a nice group of moms in there in the trenches along with us and just being realistic with mom life. And it really does help us to be consistent. I'll share with you a little fact. I really wanted morning movement to be something that got done for me, and it was really challenging. I couldn't actually make it happen. But when I spoke it out loud to the moms in the group, they were like, you can do it. I kind of just bit the bullet. I did it. I documented it for them. I checked in each day. And before I knew it, I was 11 weeks, Monday to Friday, morning movement, consistent before Christmas. And I had never felt better. And I'd literally never been more consistent since before I, you know, a couple of years ago before I had James. So that is my personal example of feeling very supported by the accountability in the group, but it's a flexible accountability. And the really cool thing about the Moms Get Shit Done Club is it's there for you when you need it. So I was really sick of going into these groups where like I would show up, it'd be super gung-ho, I'd buy all the meal plans, I'd do the grocery list, I'd check in every day, and then something would happen, I wouldn't check in, I'd feel super embarrassed and I wouldn't go back in the group, and then I'd be watching it pop up in my feed and I'd be like jealous and upset and I'd be mad at myself for not following through and all the things. So I was like, screw that. I do not want that in a group. I don't want anybody to feel nervous about coming in and out and jumping in when you need to, because that is mom life. Like if you only come into the group when you are struggling, then that's okay. Because literally that's what it's there for. And so anyway, I wanted to make a group where that was okay, because I just was sick of like doing the 30-day thing. And then on day like 12, I just backed out, and then I felt like I couldn't show up for the rest of 30 days because I had backed out on day 12, and everybody like, where's that girl? What happened to her? Or whatever. I don't care. I don't care about any of that. We don't care about any of that. So that's why I made a group for that, to kind of combat it. So it's there for you when you need it to get what you need. And if you are wanting to work on some healthy habits, that's exactly what we're doing this month in the club. So it might be the perfect time for you to check it out. For 30 days, you know, you can jump in and out, cancel anytime, whatever you want. But anyway, info's in the show notes if you want to check it out. And I'm going to be doing so in the group, you also get like an exclusive podcast, and this month's training is actually going to be on the podcast, and it's a healthy habit blueprint. It's going to help you to take it forward into 2024. Anyway, I hope this was helpful for you. Again, it's therapeutic for me. That's why I do it. So I can really just remind myself how I show up and how I can move past this kind of rut sometimes that we find ourselves in, especially this time of year with the darkness. I have got myself a happy lamp, so it's waking me up in the morning with some sunlight, well, fake sunlight, like a sunrise on this lamp that I have. And then I also have my vitamin D, and I'm moving in the morning, so I'm doing all the things to help make sure that I am in a good headspace. I am feeling like the last few days I've been a little bit sick, but I'm ready to move forward. And I think I just really needed like extra time after the new year. I know that I keep harping on it, but I'm like really upset about how it started and how quickly it started. I just was not mentally ready. Anyway, I hope that you are moving forward this new year too. And if you need any support with that, you check it out in the show notes. And I would love to hear from you. I hope you're having a lovely start to 2024. Take care.
Today. I'm likely needed for some mom duties right about now. Thanks so much for joining me for a chat, and let's do it again soon. And be sure to follow me on Instagram at Brianne_McKenzie123 for more tips and tricks on how to get shit done.